Guam to Tango Mobile.
Just got done working a guy in Russia. I come down here for other things, but I heard him and I thought, let me turn him down. I'm just working just for the fun of it on 20 meters. Looks like maybe 10 might be coming up today, but I'm not sure yet. It's just Europeans. How's your day?
Well, I'm just getting out on the road. Been doing some things around the house, and got to go see my computer man about some parts for a computer that my sister may ship up to me. And it looks like a healthy computer if I can get the parts to make it work again. And things like that. So, you know, it is doing that. And I got to go pick up a couple of light bulbs for flashlights, or one for flashlight and one for a standard, for a special type of light. So I'll go buy batteries plus bulbs and talk to those folks. Then grab me a couple of items at the grocery store and then head back to the house. That's basically what I'm going to be doing now till choir rehearsal tonight. So anyway, kind of a dreary looking day out here today.
I think it's going to stay that way, Rusty. Oh, be safe. Rain can be slick. And they said we're going to get 2 to 4 inches of it between now and the weekend, Rusty. Through Friday. So, leastwise, I'm glad that's the size of that. We don't really need any more right now. I think it's starting to wash my grass seed away that we put out.
Well, let's see. Today is Wednesday. Monday, I got about a half inch to three quarters of an inch of rain. Yesterday, I got 2 3/4 of inch of rain. So I've already got over 3 inches already at my house. And if they're talking about that much more, my house is my property is going to float down to the creek below me. So, you know, I hope we don't get that much more. And because my yard looked like a lake yesterday afternoon, and a monsoon came through.
We've got 3 point some odd inches, I think 3.7. I don't see the totals on this weather station down here, but the one upstairs, Bernice was telling me, said it was quite a bit over 3 inches. And, you know, that's this month. That's 6 days. That's a lot of rain, buddy.
Yeah, it was like in 2 days, Monday and Tuesday this week. I don't know how much I had before that. Hadn't kept up with it, but the last 2 days I've gotten more than my share of rain. And so anyway, but yeah, I was working. I checked into a 40 meter net last night and worked Hawaii, believe it or not. Worked the USS Missouri. They were running the radio station out there on the Missouri last night, and I was able to make contact with it and get a Hawaii station on 40 meters. About 12:30, quarter of one, something like that.
Well, we overflew. It was either the New Jersey or the Missouri. I can't remember now. Too many years down in the Tonkin Gulf. Well, you ought to have seen that thing on a radar return. I thought it was a carrier. Shoot. Well, I'm looking at a picture of me and Bernice standing on the wooden decks of the Missouri under the 16-inch gun sitting here at my station right now. And I got to operate the CW key there aboard her. And it wasn't live at the time, Rusty. They just had a cold practice oscillator hooked up to it. But I was still honored and got to see all the Collins gears and all that, you know. That's quite a ship, and that's nice. I got her when she was going from Bremerton, Washington, over to become a museum there in Hawaii on a card, and many years ago. Those were some magnificent ships, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, this is from the radio club. They have a radio club on the Missouri. And they had their station activated last night, and he checked into our our sideband, our 40-meter sideband net, which started at midnight, our time, which means out there that was about, what, 6 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I forgot what the time difference is between here and Hawaii. It's a lot of hours anyway. So, you know, it wasn't even dark there yet.
140, isn't it?
Yep, that's what I thought too. And like I said, when I got my work to Allstate, I got my work to Allstate, and I did it on, you know, multiple bands. But when I got it on my 75 meter, I did work to Allstate on 75 meters. I got Alaska at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I got Hawaii on 75 meters about somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, and to get them on 40 at before 1 o'clock in the morning here, that was very unusual. It wasn't but a 3-3 signal, but we both copied each other at that level. So I'm going to say that's a pretty good deal since I was only running 100 watts last night.
Yeah, I'd say that's an excellent contact, Rusty. Oh, shoot. That's a long ways over there. I know when Bernice and I went over there for our 40th anniversary, I guess as you get older, it just seems longer because they used to fly 13 hours in a day back in the old good old Navy. But, that was a long flight. It was 8 hours, I think, from Washington down over there, and it was on a 757, and I don't like the sitting arrangements on those. They're a lot better on a 67, or they tell me the 777, the 787, of course, is better, but I've never been on one of them. That, old age limits us to those long flights, but it's a long ways out there, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm going to jump out here a minute. I've reached my computer man's shop, and I need to go in and talk with him for a few minutes and see what he can tell me about getting the parts I need to revive this laptop so I can use it as a spare one. I'll talk to you later. Catch you after a while. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, this UY2 Victor mic I just worked was in the Ukraine. I just looked it up here. Bureau or direct, and I'm not going to do either one. I've worked them before. Anyway, 73 is Rusty. Have a nice day. Be safe out there. And 0TR clear.
K2 RCL Mobile. QBNG Mobile, how you doing? Good, how about yourself? Out and about. Got a couple errands to run. Not a great day for it, just overcast, generally nasty. Yeah, but it could be worse. It could be raining or snowing. Reminds me of that scene from Young Frankenstein, where he's Wilder's character, and who is it who played Igor? Marty Feldman, they're robbing a grave to look for parts to make the monster. And Wilder is saying, Wilder as Frankenstein was saying, he played Dr. Frankenstein. What a dirty, filthy, messy, disgusting job. And Marty Feldman's character, could be worse, could be raining. And just then you hear thunder in the distance and it starts pouring.
Yeah, no doubt, that's for sure.
Let's see, I'm involved in, I'm on my way to Clinton. Because I got construction projects to look after, or not so much construction at this point, it's just demolition. Construction comes later, so I think I'll take a run over there now.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Arden, North Carolina, to look at a project up there.
It is where? I think it's fairly far up there.
It says it's Arden, but it's going to be right there at 64 off of 26. Pretty much first exit off 26 once you get on from 25.
So it's north of Asheville. Or no, wait a minute. Interstate 64. Yeah, I can't picture a map right now, but all right, I think I know where it is.
Put up 26 into North Carolina when you pass by where 25 interchanges in, and the exit there is Upward Road. Cracker Barrel is just north of that.
Okay, I'm sure I've passed it on the way to or from the Asheville area.
Down 26 from Asheville, you can't miss it.
Up that way in quite a long time. Last time I was up there was probably on business. There was some junkyard near Charlotte that had an engine block I needed.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just going to get out and make as much use of the rainy day as I can and go back home and kick back and relax a little bit.
We're going to do the same. Set off a bunch of insect foggers before I left, so I have to stay away for another hour or two at least anyway.
Yeah, I believe I'd stay out of the fog if I all could.
At least another 2 hours before I can re-enter the house. So put the cats outside and go do something else for 2 hours. And how much you want to bet when I come back there I still see live bugs?
I would guess it's a possibility. I don't know. They're making them pretty tough nowadays.
They're getting immune to these insecticides? I'm starting to wonder. I mean, you spray them with something like a can of rain dead on, and it doesn't always kill them.
Anything else, they just don't make it like it used to.
I sometimes think about that also in terms of things like superbugs, bacteria that are antibiotic resistant because of overuse of antibiotics. And it's getting to the point where there are some strains of bacteria, you know, some pneumonias and a couple of others that really nothing works on. It's getting to be the same way with these insects. There's nothing left that'll get rid of them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's interesting how it builds up a tolerance to it.
Plus natural selection. Okay, let's see. If a roach has like a 30 or 60 day life cycle, then it probably produces a dozen new generations every year. So, you're talking about something that could evolve almost on a month, you know, they evolve quick.
Yeah, they definitely do, that's for sure.
Well, what are you up to today? Oh, that's right, you're on your way up to Arden. What's up in Arden, anything interesting?
A little project that I was asked to come look at, so I'm headed up to take a look at it and see what we can get done.
Building or construction or remodeling or something like that?
Simple repairs, a little bit of painting, a couple of light fixtures and stuff, just little stuff.
Yes, I can do probably most of those things except glass. Still have a bunch of window panes because I never figured out how to replace a pane of glass. Can't be that hard. But, you know, electrical I'll do. Plumbing I'll try and do. Painting's not that hard. Refinished wood floors, I've done all that. I just got to learn, because I got, you know, a bunch of busted glass everywhere, so that's the one thing I got to learn. You know, the last house I had, I ended up pretty much rewiring it.
Yeah, there's some things I can do and some things I don't have any idea, but I try to stick with what I can and help out where I can and do what I can.
Well, my ex used to tell me, you know, she knew her folks are, her dad was a plumber, you know, a master plumber. Oh, I would much rather do plumbing than electrical. Oh, really? I'd much rather do electrical, I'll tell you why. When I cut a wire, a bunch of nasty liquid doesn't come shooting out of it.
If it does, you got bigger problems than you initially thought.
In a room, there's electrons leaking all over the floor. Oh no, get some buckets. The basement is flooding with electrons. Yeah, electricity I'd rather handle for that reason, but it's a bit neater.
It all comes down to what you're used to, what you're comfortable with, and that's kind of the gist of it. It's about like anything else. We're kind of creatures of habit. We like to keep doing things the same way over and over.
Like any of it, nor do I. You know, it's just when you don't have any money to pay people for things, you gotta learn how to do them. You know, and that's the engineer in me. I would rather figure out how something works than pay someone to do it anyway. And like right now, I gotta figure out who I gotta replace the dashboard module in this car. I'm driving around with no speedometer and no fuel gauge, but can't get anyone to do it, so looks like I'm going to have to do it myself.
Well, I'm starting to scratch out a little bit here on receiving you, so I think I'm getting into a black hole up here off the mountainside. I'm going to slide out of here right quick. I'll say 73s. Enjoy talking with you. Have a wonderful day and be safe out there on the range. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear on your final.
KD2BNG. All right, 73s, you have a good one. Yeah, you're starting to fade into the, I'm surprised you make it this far to the repeater. But take care and drive safe, you know. Don't try to go through water puddles. What do they say? Turn around, don't drown. And you have a good trip.
4PDQ.
Sounded like KD2BNG. How you doing?
Alright, we're passing through, heading to North Carolina.
Another station who is heading up that way. Seems to be a popular destination this weekend, or this week.
Yeah, I was kind of curious how far this repeater took and how well I'm making it.
Pretty good. Maybe even better than you hear me, and you might be further away. I'm currently in the Great Court, South Carolina.
Oh, passing through Greenville.
No spot.
Quarter wave. So, reception isn't always the best, but it's a little more discreet than the truck.
I'll talk to you in a minute. BNG. Yeah, that was the neighbor from down the road. He has my pole saw he wants to give back to me. So maybe I'll do that today. I'll cut some trees.
Sounds a little more entertaining than 7 or 8 hours driving.
Fine driving. I'm not fond of it, but I don't mind it. But, you know, mostly during the day. See, that's when Deborah was alive, when we used to go on road trips. She was the night driving person, and I was the day driving person. So, you know, we would go up to, like, New York City in one shot. And that's like, actually, from Florida, that was like a 24-hour drive. From here, it's probably a 13-hour drive.
Gotcha. Yeah, we left just north of Atlanta, Gainesville area, and we're heading to New Bern, North Carolina. Staying there for about 5 days, and then heading up to New York, upstate, not in the city, and then down to Pennsylvania and back home again.
Stand by.